Welcome to another edition of Singles Only Podcast. This is not a new episode because if you're new around here, this podcast is no longer around. I've been re-releasing old episodes, my favorite guests, mostly to try to get people to realize I have a new podcast called Why Are You Awake? Wherever you're listening to this podcast, you can just go over and subscribe to Why Are You Awake? A lot of the same guests, but we talk about different things, not just dating. We talk about being night owls, being creative, fun stories about late night experiences, excursions. This week we had Ryan Dempster from the Cubs and the Red Sox. Next week we have Abby Sanchez, comedian from Chicago. You might have seen him on his HBO Latino special. You can also watch it live on YouTube, my YouTube channel, youtube.com/PaulFComedy. Subscribe to that page. Also check out my Instagram page, Paul Farvar, Paul F-A-R. You type that in, I pop right up. And if you like stuff, share it. Ring the bell to get notifications for my YouTube and Instagram. If you don't know what that means, just look on the page. There's a bell in the far right corner and just tag it so you can see when my stuff is out. In the meantime, I've got a new special coming out on Helium. It'll be on the Helium YouTube page, April 26th. It's called Middle Eastern, Middle Western, or Middle Western, Middle Eastern. Go check it out. It'll be available in album form May 2nd. You'll hear it on Sirius FM and all that good stuff. Spread the word about that. I'll be touring as well. You can come see me at DC Comedy Loft on April 19th and 20th with comedian Paul Ollinger, part of the Two Pauls, One Show. So fun. If you saw us, we did it in Nashville, Austin, Texas, San Francisco. So fun. Paul's a great guy, a good friend of mine, and it's a good show for those of you who are in the professional world wondering what it's like if you do follow your dreams, dreams in quotes, instead of a career, a lucrative career in law for me, in business for Paul. I'll also be at Hey Nani in Arlington Heights, headlining there on April 26th. So come check me out there. Doing a fundraiser for COPS on the 27th. And I'll be at Zany's After Hours that night as well. I'm doing the Halifax Comedy Festival in Canada, May 9th through 11th. That's kind of a big deal for me. And then I'm back on tour with Paul Ollinger and at the Atlanta Punchline, headlining there on May 16th. Then with Paul at the Cary Theater in Cary, North Carolina, and then the Idiot Box in Greensboro, North Carolina. Check out my website, Paul F. Comedy, for all the details on my shows. Hopefully, I will see you at one of these shows. And thank you for listening to this episode. Now go and listen to Why Are You Awake? And give us a review, tell your friends, and subscribe to my pages. Also, check out our sponsor.
Hey, gang. As some of you know, I used to be a practicing lawyer in Chicago. I no longer practice, but from time to time, I need a lawyer. And when I need a lawyer, I call my friend Scott Shapiro. Scott Shapiro has been practicing law for over 25 years in Chicago. He does it all, from workers' compensation to personal injury, employment issues, and even entertainment law and contract needs. If you need a lawyer, call my friend Scott, 312-648-8800. That's 312-648-8800. Or you can email him at scott@scottshapirolegal.com. Tell him I sent you. You're welcome.
Okay. Hey, it's time for another edition of Singles Only Podcast. Paul Farvar here, your host. This episode has no voice of reason, but I think we're reasonable people.
I think so too.
We have a return guest from all the way back in November of 2019, episode 176. You might remember her, Liz Zagone.
Hi, Paul. Thanks for having me.
Hi. Thanks for coming back.
Yeah.
We're doing a lot of catch-up episodes with people to see where they're at since they last been on. And I didn't think it was so long ago that you were here, but yeah, it was like three years ago.
Pre-pandemic. Yeah.
Pre-pandemic. What's changed? You're not single now. I heard you got married and have kids. That's impressive. No?
No. Close. I dated a guy for like a year.
A year.
And I'm single again.
A year. Where was that? Here? So since you've been here, mm-hmm. Liz Zagone, hilarious comedian here in Chicago, since you did the episode, you've gotten bigger. You're a big social media person. Yeah. Yeah. You got like millions of followers on your TikToks and MySpace, all that cool shit. Now?
I have a one viral video.
Million.
But I do have, it got like 6.7 million views.
And you went to the City of Angels. You moved to Los Angeles.
I did. I'm an Angelino. Actually, I think you have to live there for like 10 years before you can consider yourself.
You're 6 months there?
No, just over a year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I moved November of 2021.
Okay. So you're past the hump. Usually it's the year is the hump of LA.
Oh, that first 9 months was rough.
Brutal. Yeah. I've heard. So you've come back to Chicago for the holidays. We're recording this. How the guy you said you were dating someone, was that here or in LA?
That was in Chicago. So we dated for like a year during the pandemic. I'd say like fall of 2020 to like June-ish of 2021. And then we broke up, but still, you know, saw each other, hung out, would dog sit for each other. And he was actually the one who convinced me to move to LA because he was so sad and wanted me gone. And I fell for it. And I was like, oh, you think I'm really good and funny and talented?
Uh-huh.
And really, he just wanted Chicago to himself.
So. Was he a comedian?
Yes.
Oh, no. Okay. They did do that to you.
Yeah.
Dick.
He tricked me and I fell for it.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, and are you guys still friendly?
I would say so.
Okay.
We like our friends on social media. I know that he like mutes me from time to time because I post a lot, you know.
I don't think you post a lot.
Thank
well,
you.
I post a lot, so you I figure.
Also, yeah. That's so just what we do.
Yeah,
He's told me that he has to mute me sometimes because it's hard looking at my Instagram and stuff. So I don't blame him. But last time we talked, he like FaceTimed me randomly to like tell me something funny, and we had a good back and forth. And you know,
now I do remember. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I remember. I was like, the whole time you were talking,
like,
I didn't know you dated another comedian. And then I was like, oh, yeah, I remember. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, good.
Yeah. Two that didn't work out. So.
Yeah. Yeah. So did you learn your lesson or what?
You would think so. And then since living in LA, one of like, actually, two of the three dates I went on were with comedians.
Stand-ups?
One is like he is a stand-up, but he does a lot of sketch.
Okay.
And he does a little bit of acting. And so we went on a first date and I was like, oh, he's a here he is with a microphone. I found him on Bumble.
Oh, okay.
But I was like, oh, he's really cute. And I was like, oh, I don't know. But then I swiped right and like he swiped right and then he extended it, I think, because I really only talk to people if they extend it.
Extending is after 24 hours.
Yeah. How bad do you want me to reach out to you?
Mm-hmm.
And then we went out and we had a lot of fun and we actually had some mutual friends.
Okay.
In Chicago. And like the date was great and we smooched. And then we went on like a kind of half date a few weeks later and it just kind of fizzled out and nothing happened. So that was like fun. No bad.
Yeah.
Whatever. And then the other guy, we were like friends, we're probably more like, equal playing. We're like probably as far in our careers equally, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And we're friends. He'd always had a girlfriend since I've known him. And then he like had recently broken up with her and was like, we were at a show together and he was like, I feel like someone's going to ask you out and you're going to have a boyfriend soon. So I don't want to miss my chance. Will you go out with me? And I was like, sure. So we went on like one date and then that also kind of fizzled out and like.
This is in LA?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it was like nothing happened and he wasn't very like, wasn't trying to, I don't know, have like a second date.
What did you do on the first date?
The first day was really fun. We went to Malibu and brought our dogs and had a little beach picnic.
Okay.
Yeah.
So why didn't he want a second date, Liz?
It was just like, well, then he like invited me to, we like went to go see his friend's comedy show. And like he got pretty fucked up and I was like, ugh. And then this is my favorite part is I'm going through a dry spell. Okay. It's been a dry year for old Liz. And I was like, okay, if I'm not gonna date this guy, he's really not someone I would see myself dating. Maybe I'll
get it in.
Yeah. You know? And then we're out. And he's like, all right, what's the next move, everybody? And everyone's like, oh, we're going home, whatever. And I was like, we can just go back to your place And he's like, yeah, we can go to my place and then we can go to the bar down the street. And I was like, yeah, or we can just go back to your place.
Was he, you think he didn't get the clue? Or, I mean, now I'm sure he's like, what the fuck?
I don't know. Like, literally.
Maybe you're intimidating to him. Are you like out of his league if he wasn't a comedian?
I don't think so. He's
good looking dude.
He's more attractive than the average comedian for sure. So like, it's not like, and his girlfriend was super cute and young. So
maybe he wasn't into it.
Totally.
Did you look good that day? Were you farting and shit? Was your arm hair out? I'm just trying to figure it out.
Like, I think he likes my arm hair. Most guys like my arm hair. Guys who are trying to fuck me like my arm hair.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm a hairy guy, so like that's such a turnoff.
You're like, only one of us can be hairy?
Only one person. Yeah, it's a double standard, I know. But yeah.
You want to get your leg hair locked together?
Yeah, that would freak the fuck out of me. I would get mad when my girlfriends wouldn't like shave their legs or something. I'd be like, oh, come on.
Even though it's their bodies and they can do what they want with
it? But if we have to share a bed, it's my bed or their bed or whatever. There's got to be a...
You didn't want
to
shave your legs for them?
No, it doesn't hurt. My hair is soft. I haven't shaved my legs since whenever I had to shave them.
When did you shave your legs?
No, I shaved my arms. I never shaved my legs, I don't think.
I've waxed my arms before to see what it was like.
That's probably why they're so hairy now.
No, they've always been like this.
Even before the waxing?
Oh, yeah. That's why I waxed them.
So in hindsight, you just think he just was a drunk, or he was drunk, he didn't see the signs?
He likes to party. Yeah. He was like, had just broken up with his girlfriend. Definitely didn't want a date, but also I didn't want a date.
You just want to get... Yeah, but still, it's like a freebie.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't he take that?
Right. It was weird. And then we hung out like a couple of times after that. On Halloween, I was out with some work friends. We like ended up back at his house, like a small group of us, and just, you know, stayed up till 8:30 in the morning and partied.
Yes,
and like, yeah, this isn't someone I would date anyways. So
right. Still didn't get it in with that guy?
No. Huh. No, because there's other people there.
Right.
So that's the best part about the second time when I was like, oh, let's go back to your place. I'm like laying on his bed because he lives in a studio apartment. So I'm like, oh.
You're so comfortable here. Come join me.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, did you want to come sit down? And he's like, oh, Blair's here. And then he opens the door and his guy friend comes over and he's like, hey. And like his friend was super fun and I loved hanging out with him. But I was like, dude, you're your own biggest cock block.
Yeah.
And the friend was like, dude, why'd you invite me over if you have a girl here? Yeah. And he's like, oh, yeah,
it's
I guess
Liz. Yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah, and I was like, man, I can't even like have sex when I'm like trying to casually fuck someone I'm not interested in.
Such bullshit.
I know.
What? Okay, so that was two. You said you went on another date in LA that was a non-comedian.
Correct. He was a TV producer.
Uh-huh.
Ugh, because it's so hard
casting
to escape.
Casting couch.
Yeah. Yeah. No, he catfished me. He was very nice. We matched again on Bumble. His pictures were super cute. He was like, he posted pictures from probably like 2017 or something. And I get to the date.
As
he
you do.
Yeah. He was very forward with like, do you have any, I'm very considerate about like, do you have any dietary restrictions?
LA.
Is this restaurant okay? It's a great place. I've been there. I think you'd like it. And I was like, oh, I eat everything. That sounds great. He's like, this time, this place, whatever. I was like, wow, this guy's really like taking the reins and I love it. So I show up and our table wasn't ready yet. So I like meet him like at the host stand or whatever. And he's wearing this like sloppy black like hoodie. And he was like, maybe like 50 pounds heavier than he looked in his pictures.
No.
Yeah. And he also like definitely lied about his height. And like, I'm not like when I was younger, I'd be like, oh, I'm not going to fuck anyone under 6 foot. Even though I've dated guys under 6 foot, but now I'm like, I don't even care. Like,
yeah,
as long as you're taller
it's
than me.
It's been a while. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm 5'3". So like, if you're taller than me, I'm like, okay, you're in the running. Okay. But this guy was just like a big schlub. You know?
Sure. And sloppy.
Sloppy.
Not shaved. Balding. Glasses.
He was probably balding. He wore a baseball hat. So I was like, assuming he's balding. And I, for a second.
Especially on a first date.
Yeah. I had a second where I was like, should I just turn around and leave? But then I was like, no, Liz, that's going to give you bad karma. So I went out, we sat down and had dinner. And the conversation was so boring. but it was it was educational. I felt like I was like interviewing a TV producer, and like
so you learned about the biz.
I did, and like how could he got into later. It, and yeah, and he worked for Food Network, and I was like, I love Food Network. I wish I was Jada De Laurentiis, you know. But and then he like asked how I got started in comedy, and like whatever, and we ate a lot of delicious things, and I got a nice little buzz, and we went our separate ways, and we never talked again.
Aw.
But it was nice. It was like a mutual, like he also thought yeah. that I wasn't into it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's those are always good signs when you're both on the same page on a date. That it is kind of a two double-edged sword, right? Because you can't date stand-up comedians. Well, you can because you don't give a fuck. But like when you do, when I do go on these dates, it does feel like they're interviewing me about stand-up comedy. Like, okay, so how'd you get it? It's like, I won't like at the point now I'm like, hey, I got this thing on Twitter that's that interview, they interviewed me for something, like, go read that. Like, let's just talk about something else. And I said that to someone, like, oh, sorry. I'm like, yeah, I don't want to talk about, like,
it is
how
so exhausting.
I started
yeah.
50 fucking times. And then you do it in podcasts and everything like that. But yeah, I get it. But then, yeah. But you're in LA where there's a lot of people that are comedy adjacent who have the schedule aspect of, you know, you're in the industry too, or in the, you know, the service industry.
Yeah.
So you have a lot of that. So there's a lot of opportunities to meet people that are not stand-up comedians that understand the grind.
Yeah.
So you're in the right place.
Yeah.
It but is. You're still not finding anyone. What the fuck, Liz?
I know. And I...
Well, you have more competition, too, because there's a lot of... You're very attractive. You're a Chicago 10, but in LA, you're like an 8.5, right?
I don't know. Absolutely. No, that is... I know you're joking, but I'm serious. Yeah, I like...
Well, on the stand-up stage, your number goes up again, right? Because our
right, because if you're on stage or behind a bar, you're perceived to be 50% more 100%. Attractive than
agreed.
You are.
I met a girl at a bar, a bartender in Florida. I was like, oh yeah, she's totally hot. And then when she's not behind the bar, you're like, oh, I wouldn't. But like, yeah. It's and that's how people feel when they see me on stage too. They're probably like,
I mean,
oh,
that's
he's
how
a 7.
I, you know, end up. Sleeping with comedians is I'm like
yeah, we're surrounded by him.
I'm like, oh, he's so funny. And like yeah. people who I don't even find it would never find attractive, but comedians that like
yeah.
week after week at an open mic make me laugh until I pee my pants. Yeah. I'm like, that person is hilarious.
Right.
And then I'm like, ooh, maybe I want to make out with them. This happened with a comedian who we both know who hosted at Laugh Factory on Tuesday.
Oh, okay.
And at one point I was like, ooh, he's a good looking guy. He's funny.
Oh no.
And then I invite like we were gonna grab a drink. So we grabbed a drink somewhere like across the street from my old apartment. And then I was like, oh, we can go back to my place. Actually, no, we got Taco Bell and then we went back to my ugh. Place. And as soon as we got inside, I was like, oh, you are repulsive to me and I never want yeah. anything to do with you. But I was like, you live in Uptown, I'm in Wicker Park. I was like, you can stay over. I was like, you can sleep in my king size bed, but also like, don't fucking touch me.
Right.
And he didn't. And it
yeah,
was,
of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fun. I'm on the road a lot now too. And like, because I have this fast rule because of this stupid fucking podcast that I won't fuck other comedians. Mm-hmm. Now it's like the temptation is there all the time. And then there's like comedians will be out with me and I don't drink a lot, but then when I have a couple of drinks, I mean, it's over. Like mm-hmm. all of a sudden
you're
my
a creep.
Dick. Yeah. I'm a creeper again. Like, that's probably why I shouldn't drink because it's like I make so many better decisions. But you're out with these beautiful women that and my opener was out and they're like drunk. And my friend's like, you should fuck her. I'm like, she's a comedian. I'm not going to do shit.
Yeah.
And then like, yeah, you get put in these situations. But I don't know. I feel like they should. You're navigating rough waters, mm-hmm. Liz.
Well, I don't try to fuck yeah. comedians. I just.
It's who you're around.
Yeah.
But that's just like, well, see, you, and I talked about this with someone recently, like in the corporate world, you're not allowed to fuck people who you work with. Mm-hmm. But in the industry, in the service industry, everyone fucks everybody.
Right.
I was in the industry years ago. I get it. But it's just different because mm-hmm. this is a skill set that you're going to expand. And it's, I don't know. Maybe things are changing. It's 2023 almost. So
yeah, it's also weird. I feel like when you sleep, because I've slept with plenty of, you know, coworkers in bars and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Not a ton, but, you know, enough where it's like, if you end things, it is going to be weird. Where like one of the guy I used to date, one of my managers secretly, and then he broke up with me and then he got a new job to ghost me. so that he didn't have to keep dating right. me. And I, like, in those situations, it's like you can still go to work and you do your job. But I think with stand-up, it's like you have to be vulnerable and, like, perform. Yeah. And, like, even if you're doing the same material, it's like you're still putting on a face. And it's like that's much harder than just, like, putting on a customer service face.
Well, right. You also have to focus. You have material that you've written, and it's mm-hmm. and it's a career path, right? I'm not saying service industry is a career path. For a lot of people in the service industry, it's a path. It's a means to an end, right? You're mm-hmm. you're making money to go to law school or whatever the fuck your careers are, or if you are going to be in the service industry all your life, it's a stepping stone. If you're yeah. a bartender,
yeah.
With comedy and in corporate world, that's the same thing. Like you're gonna. There's a reason why you're not allowed to fuck your coworkers. Mm-hmm. And that's, we don't have an HR department. This show is the HR department. That's why we brought you in, Liz. You got to stop fucking comedians.
Is this an intervention?
Yeah. We brought all of them over here. We're like, come on, Bob. I don't know. I use fake names. But yeah, I mean, I get it. It's hard. But you're in LA now. And so the stakes are a little higher. And mm-hmm. who knows what happens. But it is like that weird thing where it's like, okay, you've been there for a year. You're probably new blood to a lot of mm-hmm. established comedians. Has that happened where they're like older comics like, oh, so we should write together? No?
Not like you'd think. Okay. I feel like because maybe they just know I wouldn't fall for it. I don't know. I did. I got in a, there was a, he's a established comedian. He performs like at the Improv a lot in LA. And he's a huge fucking asshole. And he, like, a friend introduced us, not in like a
yeah.
way of just like, oh, this is so and so. And I was like, oh, yeah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, yeah, you were hosting that show where you kept taking your time getting back to the comedians. Like, you wouldn't get to the stage in time and the comedians had to stand there.
Mm-hmm.
And he, like, took that as a huge, like, whatever.
Diss,
and
yeah.
he was, like, tearing me apart, like, literally. On my appearance, like saying all this very mean stuff. And I mean, I was saying it right back because I was like, I'm not going to stand here and like right. talk to me like that. And I was
fucking
like,
fucking Chappelle. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah.
No, he's not near the Chappelle level, yeah. but he's, you know, further along than me in his career.
Sure.
And I was like, that guy's a fucking asshole. And I left and I was fuming.
Yeah.
And my friend who had introduced us was like, oh, he's going to be in your DMs. Oh, he does that to everyone. It means he likes you. He's just negging you. And it's like, no, that was.
Did he go in your DMs?
He didn't. No.
Oh, okay.
I was like, if he goes in my DMs, I'm screenshotting everything, putting it all over the internet yeah, and yeah. like calling yeah. him a piece of shit. Like this guy is.
Well, sometimes like that's just some for a lot of comedians. That's how they flirt. Right. You know, because
yeah.
it's like pulling the girl's hair in third grade that you like.
Mm-hmm.
There's a little nagging involved, but maybe, yeah, in this situation, you triggered him by saying something.
Oh,
maybe.
No, I was saying some very mean stuff, and yeah. he was saying some very mean stuff, and I was like.
Did he talk about your hair on your arms? You had long sleeves, probably.
He,
just kidding.
He said something about like a receding hairline, and I was like, one, that's, I don't have a receding hairline.
No.
And two, I was like, that's not even a good joke. I was like, if you knew me, you know I'm like one of the hairiest girls in the
yeah.
world. Like,
you do not have a receding hairline.
Thank you. Yeah, I know. And he like telling me I had small boobs and stuff. And I'm like, yeah, I know. You're not hurting my feelings.
Yeah, you for sure triggered it. If he's like an established comedian, like over 30, you probably triggered something.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, yeah.
That's funny. So, well, maybe he went to all the other creeper, older comedian, male comics, like, this woman is not on, is not
like,
available to trick into our grooming society.
Right. Also, I think I'm too young for most established male comedians.
Too young?
Yeah. I'm in my 30s.
Too old, you mean?
Too old. I'm sorry. Yeah, I meant too right. old. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm not young enough.
Yeah,
they
I got you.
I'm young.
Yeah, you are. Yeah. But you look young, so they don't know that yet.
Thank you.
Right. Like 29. No, I'm just I'm just projecting because I'm creepy and old. But hey, gang, I want to tell you about a new product called Nirvana CBD, premium and good tasting CBD products. If you know me, you know I'm a big fan and advocate for CBD. I've used CBD for its healing benefits on my injuries, as well as vaping CBD for a time when it just helped me clear my mind. Not the kind with THC, but the kind that just cleared my mind and kind of helped me with memory. Nirvana CBD is broad spectrum CBD. They're 100% hemp derived and made in the USA with high quality ingredients. They also contain zero THC. They offer a wide selection of CBD products, including gummies, soft gels, topicals, tinctures, and pet care. Check them out at nirvanacbd.com. You will not be disappointed. Tell them I sent you. If you aren't using CBD for anything now, get on the CBD train. Use Nirvana CBD. Okay, so when you came here last time, you, mm-hmm. you had a couple guidelines. You didn't like dating old guys, or I think that's what it was. They needed mm-hmm. to have a social media presence, mm-hmm. And then we talked about just basically dating comedians, which we already covered. Now, mm-hmm. social media presence still important.
I think good it one. Is, yeah, I think it's important to a degree. I also think with all this like. You know, the Tinder swindler and like all this like catfishing stuff. It's like, I need to know that you have like a real social media Absolutely. Presence and it's not.
Well, though you like, said, I understand having a presence, like having an account that has like people, but you said last time they have to have a good social, like
yeah.
impressive. Or just, do you still need that? Or just that they have one that's public? You're like, okay, he's surfing here. He's
just
he's
that not they a, have one.
Yeah.
Okay. And it seems like it's them.
Fair.
Yeah. There's so actually.
The stakes have gone down a little there.
I've yeah. lowered my standards. Yes, yeah. exactly. There's a guy I work with at the restaurant. He's a server. And I'm like, love him. But I'm like, I don't want to date him. But maybe I date him. I don't know. But he's great. And his Instagram, he's an actor, so he's like working on whatever that, and we like, you know, we talk a lot about like how hard it is to put yourself out there and like, you know, follow your dreams and all that. And his Instagram is like six pictures like from college, and I'm like, you have to have a better Instagram. I was like, yeah. no one's gonna take you seriously as an actor if your Instagram looks like shit. I was like, your profile picture isn't even of you,
right?
Like, if you yeah. have to market yourself, you need it to be accurate and like.
Especially if you're on the dating apps. I agree with that. Or if you're like sliding into someone's DMs.
Yeah.
Yeah. I for me, that's what I do now, especially if people are like, hey, I saw you at Zany's. Like, I'm like, cool. You know me. You Googled my name. What's your Instagram? Mm-hmm. Like, well, I'm really private. I'm like, well, then this isn't a fair game. You've already like literally heard all my fucking shit on Instagram. You know my whole life because like, I talk
about... You
know about,
everything about my parents.
Yeah, right. You know about everything and I don't even know if you look like the picture in your thing. So mm-hmm. fuck you. Do you still have after shows people hitting you up or the DMs coming in?
I get a lot
DMs
of DMs.
DMs are from the social media stuff probably, right?
Yeah. I have had a few... I don't know if you saw my Instagram a few days ago. I had... performed after hours at Zany's. Some guy messaged me and was like, great set at Zany's. It would have been funnier if you were ugly.
Yeah. I saw that.
Which like I get some of those and it's like I don't respond to them. I literally yeah.
It was kind of like a weird
I was like, is this a
comment? Yeah.
Backhanded compliment? Are you saying I'm not funnier funny or are you saying
if you weren't hot? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't
or like
I didn't
you'd
get
be funnier
it.
If you were ugly or something like that. Yeah. And it's like all right, kiss my ass. I don't care.
Yeah. What about other, have you had any DMs where you're like, all right, I'm going to go to their page. You find out, you're like, okay, he's got his good social media presence. I'll slide back or what do you do?
You know what? So when I like started posting my butt on TikTok, not even my naked butt, just my butt behind
crushing
the bar.
Crushing it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw.
And I got like, you know, thousands of new followers or like tens of thousands of followers on TikTok. And I got like 4,000 new followers on Instagram. So for me, that was huge because I like tripled what my Instagram followers are.
Right.
And I would get these like random, one of the, I love greasy Italian guys. Being Italian, I love a greasy Italian. So I had an Italian like meme page reshare my like arm hair video. So I had all these creepy ass Italian guys in my DMs. And some of them were like, they live in like Jersey, but they were This one guy, I don't even know if he DM'd me or he was just like commenting. He was like, oh, beautiful. And I was like, this guy's hot.
Yeah.
So I followed him back and I like all of his things, but it's like he lives in Jersey, so.
Can end up at the Stress Factory there. Very good comedy club. Who knows?
Okay, well, I'll let him know if I ever.
It's a different world there, Jersey. That's for sure. Okay, so that's the. What about after shows? Are you getting hit up in person by guys?
I feel like I don't stick around after shows, okay. Or I'm like talking to other people, and people be like, "Great set." And I give off a pretty prominent vibe that like I'm not open to.
Communications.
Yeah.
Yeah. Silent. It's, yeah. You got resting bitch face.
I don't know about that, but.
Well, you're also surrounded, I think at shows, you're probably surrounded by your guy friends and stuff. So mm-hmm. It's going to be hard for a non-comedian to come up and say, hey, you had a good set.
Yeah.
Especially if you're with like three of us stand-up comedians who didn't have a good set. You know, like they're like, oh, I can't be mean to those guys. But yeah.
Yeah.
What are the goals? Have you changed your goals in terms of, you said older guys, what are your age demo now that you're in your 30s? Because I think last time you were on, you weren't in your 30s.
Yeah, if it was 2019, I was 29.
So now, I think you were like, I think at that time you triggered me too, where you're like, no one over 40. I'm like, go fuck yourself.
Yes.
Is that it? Yeah.
I do remember that.
So now are you like, have you changed it to like 42 or whatever? Because now you'd have to be 10 years. Well, I'm trying to think LA. Yeah.
Yeah.
You got like 8 years, baby, in LA. Then it's they yeah. throw you away at 40.
Like they, yeah, then I have to move back.
Then you go to Wisconsin. Yeah.
You know what? Well, the last guy I dated was younger than me. He was like a year and a half younger than me. And the guy I'm in love with at my work, who's
the younger, server.
He's a little bit younger than me. So I'm actually now looking a little younger.
You want to be the alpha in the relationship?
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead.
The other dynamic of when I was dating the last comedian mm-hmm. that I dated for a while, it was really fun because I've also dated, you know, a comedian who was further along in his career than me. And mm-hmm. I always felt like, oh, I'm not good enough. I'm not funny enough. Oh, why aren't I doing those shows? Oh, I don't have those opportunities. I'm not funny, whatever. I'm not far enough in my career. But dating someone who's like not as far as you and you're,
you can groom them.
Oh my God. Yeah,
absolutely. It's 2022, baby.
It's the women, year of the women.
Yeah. I mean, we're taking your rights away. You might as well fucking do something.
I know. Let me have something.
Yeah.
Let me
no, I think that's a men. Good thing. Yeah. Especially when you get further along, you can go to those open mics and be like, you want to write with me? You got like a cigar in your hand. You're like, I remember
let's
my
go, friend. Kid.
Yeah. What do you got?
Get in the back of my Jeep Patriot.
There you go. What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
Groom them.
No, but it's nice having someone who looks up to you and be like, oh, you're so funny. Oh, I love your joke like this. And it's like, yeah, I know. I'm hilarious.
Yeah, so that's good. So that's you've leaned into your 30s by becoming, you know.
A sexual predator.
almost. Yeah, why not? What's wrong with that?
As long as they're
it's 18, okay. It's a double standard. If a guy does it, it's creepy. But a 32-year-old attractive woman, why? It's like if a teacher hooks up with a high school student, but the high school student in this situation is of age.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah, nothing wrong with
maybe
it.
The dynamic is a little different.
Yeah, I don't really have a power.
TA, teacher's
yeah,
assistant.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm glad so we that's established it. That.
So that's the move. Okay, so that gives you some time too. Do you want to get married and have kids or you think you're that's not for you or what's the plan, Liz?
I feel like last time I was on, that was my goal and I feel like my whole life my mom has, you know, been like, "Oh,
Italian.
when you have kids." So like subconsciously putting in my head. And then the other night I was home with my parents cuz I'm staying with them right now and they're like, "Just so you know, there's no pressure from us to ever have kids. If you have kids and you want them, great. We'd love to be grandparents. But there is no pressure from us." And it's nice to
that's
hear.
That's like reverse psychology almost.
I know.
Does you have a sister, right?
My sister definitely wants to have kids.
She doesn't have kids yet?
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah, once your siblings have kids, you're off the hook.
Yeah. Well,
they
I
don't
think
give
my,
a fuck about you. They just
I think
want
my
kids.
Younger brother will have kids before me and my sister because he's... He just got married this summer.
Oh, you're
fine.
He
bought a house. They want children. So they're like on that path. They'll keep my, they live really close to my parents. They'll keep them busy for a while.
That's all that matters.
That's stress off my back.
As long as you don't want to have kids. Now, if you want to have kids or you're not sure, then you've got a gap of time where you got, well, you still got a lot, like 10 years.
I still
years.
Got some time. Yeah. I don't know.
You could do LA until they come
out.
Back, come to Wisconsin, come to Chicago, marry a younger guy. Yeah, there you go.
A young farmer.
Yeah.
I don't know. Sometimes I think if I like met the right person and things worked out and we had, you know, if things fell into place, it's like, oh yeah, we can have a baby. But I feel like I'm so far from meeting someone that I would want to have a child with and raise a child with that I'm like, yeah, it's okay if I never. Also, I love my dog so much and I'm so obsessed with her that I don't know that I could. And I know people say, like, if you think you love your dog this much, you're going to love your child so much more. And I'm like, I don't know if I can handle loving someone more than my dog. Like, because I love my dog so much that, like, it makes me anxious sometimes. And I'm, like, worried about her when she's home alone. That if I had a kid, I'd be like, I don't want to be one of those crazy parents who's, like, has to control everything. So.
Are you on your dating apps? Is there a picture of just your dog?
No.
Okay. That's like the biggest thing for me is when someone has like, you have five pictures tops on Hinge or Bumble or whatever, and like two are your fucking dog. I'm like, you're a crazy person.
Yeah, no, I'm.
If you're with the dog in one or two, fine.
I think but. I honestly stopped using the apps really just because I get so angry on them.
Why do you get angry?
I don't know. I just like look at these guys and I'm like, ugh, you're so annoying. Ugh, I hate your face.
Yeah.
Ugh. The same thing 10 times in a row of like hope you like hiking. Like, shut the fuck up.
You're in LA, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, LA is a different, it's a different thing. Yeah, I couldn't imagine. I know that my friends who are dating on there, they wouldn't say they were comedians. They would just be, there's the last thing, because everyone on the dating apps in LA is an actor or a comedian.
Yeah.
So they'd be like, you know, I'm an Uber driver. Yeah. Ken Gar, who was on the show, he talked about it too before he got married. He got married because of this show. No big deal. And but that's the situation, like, because it was so hard to date there because everyone is the same almost.
Yeah, well, and everyone, there's like an ickiness to like everyone kind of trying to be famous or like trying to like succeed in their career, that it's like,
yeah.
Ugh, do you think I'm going to do something for it? Like, do you think, I don't know. It's like, who can you,
what can you do for me?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it's like, I don't know, in a dating sense, it's just like so yucky.
Yeah. You're in a weird place, but you have your dog. So
that's
the perfect gentleman. Or it's a woman, your dog?
Yeah,
it's a
girl.
Female. Oh, it's a woman.
It's a woman.
I went on a date with this girl and she's like, the only man for me is whatever her dog's name was. I was like, okay, this is unhealthy.
Yeah.
And I think that, I'm not saying you are with that, with your dog, but there are a lot of women who have an unhealthy relationship with their
dogs. Definitely.
You're on the border though.
Yeah.
For me.
I've come a long way. So everyone's like, because we moved to LA and my dog started having separation anxiety. And everyone's like, Liz, it's because you're codependent. You and your dog are...
Codependent. That's the word I was looking for. Yeah.
And especially when I first moved, I was like, oh my gosh, I can't leave my dog by herself. And it's like, oh, I was also too scared to go out and like do things by myself. So like, I'd have to, you know, I was like, she's not okay. I'm not okay. We're both scared.
And it also changes, if it changes how you relate to society, then it is a codependency. Like, I'll ask someone out and they're like, oh, can my dog come? Mm-hmm. Like, dogs aren't allowed at Zany's or whatever. You know, like, and they're like, oh, it's like, okay, so you're going to miss out on seeing this amazing comedian. Not me. We were going to see someone else. And because you're fucking, you can't be without your dog for 75 minutes. Like, that's insanity.
Yeah.
So that is a codependency. And I think a lot of people, maybe men too, I don't date guys, so I don't know, but I've seen that a lot within the dating community, especially after COVID, because obviously they were stuck with their dogs for so long. And it's like, you need to decide if you want to be a member of the dating world or just fuck your dog. Not literally, but you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, you know what? I really, so really quick, since moving, my dog, you know, we had some issues with her, like not being able to be left alone. And we have built some boundaries and she doesn't sleep in bed with me anymore. And she sleeps in her own bed and we do our separation, you know, we practice our separation and I'm doing, I've put a lot of time and energy into, you know, making sure my dog is separate from me and we are doing that, but it is the best excuse to like leave something early
100%
to be like, oh, I got to go let my dog out.
I have a joke about lying about having a dog to get out of the situation. Yeah, I get it.
It's the best, especially 100%. In LA. It's like, oh, you know, I got to get home to my dog. Mm-hmm. And it's like, well, you've only been here an hour. It's like, yeah, but it's traffic. It's going to take me 40 minutes.
Right, right. And it sounds like based on the dates you've gone on, the other person you're going out with also has a dog. So it's like, oh, this is cool. We can have like a little, you know, like dog play date.
Half the reason I went out with the one comedian, I was like, ooh,
he has a dog.
That's like a good, and our dogs got along and they played really well. Oh, and it was like,
so fucking funny.
That's a good, because I also wouldn't date someone who didn't like my dog.
Yeah.
And my dog is very picky on who she likes.
I love dogs. This girl that I date who had a dog, it just sucked because I'd go there and the dog shed a lot. So it's like, I just have to fucking do laundry like twice as much now.
Mm-hmm.
So, or I'll just be like, oh, if I'm going to go to so-and-so's after the show, I'm just going to wear my shitty jeans. So I don't have to wash them for Saturday.
Yeah. I mean, that's my parents have a golden retriever and then a black lab mix. So my dog who has very short white hair, her hair doesn't stick to anything, but I'll sit down in a black sweater.
Yeah,
something,
you can't
and
wear
then
black.
Stand up, and I'm like, oh. And then you
cats
wear like a white
too,
shirt,
yeah.
And then like the black gets on it, right. And I'm like, man, there's no winning. You need a rolly thing anytime you leave the house.
Fucking dogs and cats ruining relationships. Yeah. Liz, we are out of time. I do want to say this to people when you tell people where they can find you and stuff. Your Twitter is hilarious. I think I'm a big fan, and I think I just mentioned it to someone too. I was like, it's so funny, and it's like, because no one really uses Twitter anymore, but I'm like, yeah, it's so funny. Tell people where they can find out about you and your shows if you have shows coming up in wherever.
So my Twitter is at Jizz Zamboni. That's JIZZZAMBONI. And then on everything else, Instagram, TikTok, all that, I'm just at Liz Zagone, LIZZAGONE.
LIZZ.
Two Zs. Liz A-G-O-N-E. Zagone.
Got it. Well, thanks, Liz. Hopefully when you come back here in 3 more years, you won't be so obsessed with your dog. And
hopefully I'll have some better stories for
you. Better stories. No, you're welcome anytime, Liz. Thank you for coming to Singles Only Podcast.
Thanks, Paul.
Thanks all for listening to another edition of Singles Only Podcast. I'm still